This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Let's talk to Clay.
Hi, my question is in regard to Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to the effect of anyone who adds to or takes away from the books of prophecy in this book's name will be taken out of, and some translations say the tree of life, and some say the book of life.
This is a reiteration of what we find in the Old Testament. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. So the point is simply that we are not to tamper with the prophecy that God has given us, and we are not to add our words to it or change it. You have to remember in context, though, these words are written specifically with respect to the book of Revelation, and therefore John says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book, and if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book. Now, I don't think that you can take either the Deuteronomy 4 passage or the Revelation 22 passage and ask those passages to answer a question with respect to eternal security. I don't think these passages are intended to answer that question. If you want to look at the subject of eternal security, you want to look at other passages that clearly answer those questions, because Scripture is replete with passages that testify to the security of the believer. John 5:24, for example, assures us that he who believes has eternal life. Jude 24 guarantees that God is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault. So my view is that the Lord's trees are evergreen. I think that the whole of Scripture clearly communicates that. And I think that the passages to which you refer, both Revelation 22 and its corollary in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 4, are designed to say that we are not to tamper with the prophecy of God, not designed to say anything about eternal security.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.